Hello, Naked Scientists. We are Joanne
and David
from Dublin in Ireland, and we wanted to know what would happen if a scuba diver was swallowed by a toothed whale.
Would he be able to escape back up the esophagus?
Could the whale regurgitate the diver back up?
Would he be dissolved by the whale's digestive enzymes? And if so, how long would it take to corrode the wetsuit?
To find out the answer, I zipped up my wetsuit and jumped off a pier into the ocean of knowledge with animal anatomist Joy Rendenberg. Now we're floating about in the sea, and I can see a few orcas. Joy, are we likely to get swallowed up?
Orcas just don't have big enough mouths to swallow a human. An orca's gape is only big enough to engulf a human's head, but not much more of the human's body. What's more is the opening of the throat is much smaller than the mouth. It can accommodate a large whole salmon, perhaps even a human thigh, but nothing much larger. So an orca accidentally swallowing a human, especially one sporting a scuba tank, is akin to saying you accidentally swallowed a watermelon, whole. It's just physically impossible.
Well, that's reassuring, but I can see a few bigger whales swimming around. What about those sperm whales?
Sperm whales are certainly bigger, but their throats are relatively small. However, a large adult may be big enough to swallow us. And baleen whales certainly have a mouth big enough to engulf a human, but their throats are just not big enough to swallow one. But it's really unlikely that a toothed whale would even attempt to swallow a human. To date, there are no records of such an event happening. Rarely humans have been killed by whales, but not accidentally eaten.
Now let's take a look at the stomach of a whale. If we just shrink ourselves and slide down the esophagus, what's going to happen to us?
The digestive enzymes of a killer whale have no problem digesting other marine mammals, and so our human flesh will be just as easily digested.
Yeah, I can feel them eating away at my skin. Shouldn't the wetsuits protect us?
Well, unfortunately there are leaky gaps in our wetsuits, which is why it's called a wetsuit. So let's change to our dry suits.
Okay. Done.
Wetsuits and dry suits are both made from the same artificial rubber used to make oil-resistant and acid-resistant protective gloves, and so it wouldn't be digested by the stomach enzymes. But if a whale can't digest something, then it'll try to pass it out.
Oh, Joy, this stomach rumbling, it's making me a bit nervous. Are we going to get thrown up?
Well, there's no record of orcas vomiting solid remains from their prey, and I suspect it would be unlikely that they will throw us up.
Wonderful. Now let's get out of here. With feet firmly on the ground, Joy decided to write us an article all about being swallowed by whales, which you can read at thenakedscientists.com. Next week, we will be answering this question from Paul Jen.
I was on an interminable flight from New York to Hong Kong a few days ago, and I don't understand why airplane manufacturers aren't working on increasing the speed of air travel.
And if you think you know a way to get planes to speed up, you can email us. That's chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can tweet @nakedscientists or join in the debate on the forum. That's nakedscientist.com/forum.
That is it for this week. Thank you very much to Georgia Mills for her help with production. Next time, we're taking a look at the dreaded world of airport security. We'll strip down the science of scanners, take a look into how sniffer dogs lend a paw, and also find out how robo-cops may be the future of airport security. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and the STFC. My name is Chris Smith, and thank you very much for listening. Until next time, goodbye.